This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we noticed the difference in the way Cain, Abel, and Seth were referred to by Adam and Eve in Genesis 4. By the time Seth was born, they evidently recognized that every child is a unique gift from God with special qualities to be respected. Many fathers who are athletic would like for their sons and daughters to be athletic. If they show artistic or intellectual attributes rather than athletic, they might not be appreciated as much. Mothers might prefer other qualities. What parents need to do and cultivate in their children is the ability to see the potential in each person, affirm and nurture them, and respect them. The ultimate objective is to help them realize fully what God created them to be and do. Paul saw a special trait in Timothy and affirmed it when he sent him to the church in Philippi. The King James Version puts it, "Who will naturally care for your state." That characteristic indicates true respect. It's interesting to notice that in spite of all the information Joseph and Mary had received about Jesus, they still didn't understand some things about him. When he was 12 and remained in Jerusalem after his family and others from Galilee had left to return home, his parents were upset with his actions. They scolded him for staying behind. His response was to remind them in Luke 2:49, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" We need to discover and understand each other as best we can to have respect for each other. If you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.